This is the Warriors Sound Review. I'm Lawrence Scott, and Game 2 Monday night against the Spurs in the first round at Oracle Arena saw the Warriors taking a 2-0 lead in this series as we review the action with Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller, and David Aldridge on the TNT broadcast and begin with a listen into Andre Iguodala's 3-for-3 start from beyond the arc to get things going in the first quarter.
What about the pace here early on, Reg?
Well, this absolutely favors the Golden State Warriors. You don't want to get into a track meet with a bunch of sprinters.
Another three, Iguodala. Got it! Oh, he's off to a blistering hot start!
Good start for the Golden State Warriors. Reggie, a lot of people were wondering if they could shift gears coming out of the regular season, where some said they were complacent.
Well, that's what champions do. They rise to the occasion. When the lights are the brightest, they understand a way to win the ballgame. To start this ballgame, Andre Iguodala, 33 threes on the three, only shooting 28%, 3 of 3 in this first quarter.
It was a back-and-forth battle in the first half, and the Spurs went into the break with a six-point lead.
And San Antonio's got the halftime lead. Reggie, there was one change made in the lineup for these two teams, and it was Rudy Gay starting for the Spurs.
Well, we talked about matching fire with fire. Rudy Gay, 5 of 7 in that first half, but more impressively defensively, those two steals.
To David Aldridge.
Well, guys, Steve Kerr said he spent the last 2 days telling his team that the Spurs were going to bring it tonight. And he said Popovich no doubt told his team over the last 2 days how soft they were. And the results were predictable, as Steve Kerr put it. When you win game ones easily, game twos are always a nightmare.
Oh, up high. There goes McGee. Thank you, D.A. But David, very quickly, if we can go back to you, that's human nature. You've seen it for the many years you've covered the NBA. It's tough to capture that same focus and energy.
Absolutely, and that's what Steve Kerr said. He's been around for 30 years, and it happens every time in the playoffs. Game twos are difficult to win after you've dominated in game one because you brought the juice and the other team didn't. So the exact opposite is likely to happen in game two.
The Warriors began to separate a bit in the third quarter and took a five-point lead into the fourth, where D.A. talked with Coach Kerr at the start.
Steve, after the turnovers in the first half, what got the juice going in the third quarter?
Well, we got punched in the mouth in the first half, so we responded and played with more force.
What do you think created the looks for Klay that got him some shots in the third as well?
Some of it was our defense kind of leading to some pace that we were able to play with.
Steve, thanks very much.
The lead grew to double digits in the fourth as KD was on the way to a team-high 32 points and Klay was headed to a 31-point night with 5 three-pointers.
Great passing once again tonight by Golden State. 26 assists on 35 made baskets.
And they led the league in assists, almost 30 a game this year. So actually they're below their average here in game two.
But they were so good in the first game. Whoa, another shot. That's a Klay Thompson triple from outside.
And another assist, up to 27.
11 in the quarter. That was partially deflected.
How about the effort defensively by KD?
And this, the final moments as the Warriors grabbed the 116-101 win.
The Spurs won 33 games this year at home, so we know they play much better in the confines of their own building.
They've got 10 straight home wins,
right?
Third best in the league, and we know the struggles that Golden State, as you talked about earlier, have had in San Antonio.
So those are the encouraging things, if you're Greg Popovich, you have going for you. But you've got to bring that effort for 48 minutes. They brought it for 24. Great first half for San Antonio.
The Spurs have now lost 10 consecutive road games, have not won on the road since late February. 8 straight in the regular season and the first two of this first round playoff series. They will move it now with a 2-0 lead for Durant and the Warriors to San Antonio with game 3 on TNT Thursday.
After the game on NBA TV, Greg Anthony and Sam Mitchell shared their analysis.
It just feels like I thought San Antonio probably had their best effort that you could expect, right? Patty Mills gets 21. LaMarcus Aldridge was really terrific for them in a lot of areas. But they can't have the same impact defensively against Golden State when they're clicking that maybe we've seen in the regular season. And not getting impact from, you know, some of those role players. Danny Green not making the field goal. Things like that. they have to have more from other guys, because even if they play great defensively, I still feel like Golden State's going to have success from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, look, when Golden State hits you in a – they have a three-minute stretch of every game where they hit you with that 12-2 run or something like that, and they just put you away, and they just pile on, okay? So look, San Antonio is playing as good as they can play. That first half was textbook, and Steve Kerr said it. They got punched in the mouth, but this is the thing about Golden State. They have the best two-way players in the league, and we all was a little concerned with the regular season, but not really, because when you've been to three straight NBA Finals, the 82-game regular season is just kind of something you just have to get through and endure. But you look at the energy in which they're playing come playoff time, the defense, the way the ball is moving, the way Klay Thompson, Durant, Draymond Green, the way all these guys are locked in. And then Andre, who is Andre Iguodala? Yeah. I mean, for 82 games, have you seen this? He's been limping around for 82 games, not playing every night. But come playoff time, that's what they signed him for.
Now the Warriors head to San Antonio for games 3 and 4 coming Thursday and Sunday at the AT&T Center. With this Warriors Sound Review, I'm Lawrence Scott.